time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Before we jump into our interview for today, we're going to set the tone with a little bit of live music. This is In the Light. This is by me, Carla Nivens. Sit back and enjoy.
Your image is on me, your Holy Spirit working.
everyone. I'm Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. We're glad that you joined us today, and we hope that you enjoyed In the Light. Our show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find out all of the information about Love Ministries from their website. Just go to loveministriesbuilds.org. Well, I am very, very, very excited for today to get into our interview. We are welcoming back Amber Hatcher-Weaver and Jessica McInnes from Kingdom Strong. And so, ladies, first of all, welcome.
Thank you all
for being here. They talk in studio. They were like, thank you. And it sounded like one person. So, ladies, it's been about a year since you've been here. And when you were here last, the thing that I remember is that you were getting ready to launch Kingdom Strong. And I thought, this is, I mean, such a God-given idea. Your plan was absolutely wonderful. I knew it was like for right now. I knew it was like, this is the season to launch Kingdom Strong. And so I would love for you all to share what the past year, you know, what's been going on with Kingdom Strong.
Sure. Really in the past, this year has been all about just creating a lot of content.
Mm-hmm.
And really for us, it was to just like nurture the people who partnered with us initially and who were learning from us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did not feel like we were supposed to just try to blow it up and it become too big too soon. We knew we were really supposed to get the content in a place where it was truly what the Lord wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And was adding value, and just to find also the right rhythm for our own season of life.
Yes.
So we've just been really working within our inner circle to pour into the women who are there. And we've just begun to see like them blossom and bloom and transform. And then we started to notice things were kind of shifting. We started to just sense that, there were people who needed and who wanted to go deeper into certain areas. And so whether that was their spiritual health, their mental or emotional, or their physical. And so God just began to really plant seeds in us and to show us a vision of how we could build programs that would be specific to those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And to help people really learn, like in a more of almost like a course type setting.
Yes.
To have the ability to go like a deeper dive, mm-hmm, into some areas.
Mm-hmm. And then, so for everyone that may not have heard, I just thought about this. I want to touch on one thing that you said about, you know, the way you start something. I think that's a spiritual aspect of starting something when you want something to blow up so fast before you even get it,
yeah,
set up the way you want. But let's go back first. Explain to everyone who is listening today that may not, you know, have heard when you all on the first show, what is Kingdom Strong?
Okay, so Kingdom Strong is, well, you know, Amber and I were sisters.
Yes. That's why they talk in studio, y'all.
Yeah. So we're very different and have different passions, but we do, like, one thing that we had in common was we just love to see people, like, fully alive.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really started Kingdom Strong because we know that everybody is made out of three parts. So they're a body, they're a soul, and they're a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And all three parts just sort of spill into the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really can't be fully alive and like our truest, healthiest self unless we have all of those parts in order. And so we just really wanted to start something that would allow women to just begin to learn about themselves, but give them practical tools to move forward in health, whatever that looked like and whatever area the Lord was like highlighting for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talk a lot about your body and how the foods that you eat affects everything.
Yes.
And, you know, you have a call on your life, and if you're not healthy, you can't pursue the call.
Right.
And then we talk about the soul and how, you know, if you have emotional trauma or you're not at peace or you have anxiety or depression, you can't pursue the call on your life, you know? So what would that look like to pursue healing? And then we talk about the spirit, just, you know, really basic things like how do you even engage God? What does that look like? You know, a lot of people, they go to church and they do the things, but like, what does it really look like to walk with God?
Right.
And so we just try to put it all together and like make people really aware that it all matters and make them aware that they're probably more than they think. They do have a call in their life and a purpose and a destiny. And so we just really love it because we get to encourage people and like she was saying, just see them, you know, those aha moments and start to flourish and become more alive.
And so Kingdom Strong really is, so I'm a part of the inner circle. Because I'm going to tell you, anyone who is listening, truly, this is one of the most helpful things that I do for myself. Because when you're, you know, I'm in ministry and I'm a worship leader full time and volunteer for nonprofits and all of that good stuff. So I'm always looking for something that is, you know, can feed my spirit and, you know, to make sure that my relationship with Christ is growing. So I enjoy the inner circle. So, and you know, participate and absolutely love it. So tell us, how do you get hooked into Kingdom Strong and how do you become a part of the inner circle?
So we have a website, and the website is iamkingdomstrong.com. And you can go there and you can actually see all of the services that we offer. So you'll find information on the inner circle. You'll find information on our lifestyle nutrition program. And then we also, I teach local fitness classes in my town. So there's a page that kind of talks about that. And we have a 12-week, like an at-home workout program that will probably be added in the next week or two. And so that's something that is there for people who obviously don't live local. So, you know, you just go to the website. There's a contact us page. We do offer, you know, one-on-one coaching and some other services outside of that as well. But we love our inner circle. It definitely is a space where we feel like it's just there's such an opportunity, like you said, for us to make sure that we are filled and that we're still growing no matter at what capacity we lead. And so it's been a blessing. We've seen women who honestly, like, were not pursuing God at all. So from that to I'm leading tons of ministries. Be blessed. And that's the really incredible thing that the Lord just uses it for however people need it.
So that's huge.
Yeah,
that's huge. And we want to always try to reach people who aren't, you know, pursuing Christ. And then they become leaders themselves. That's huge. So I want to go back to what you said, you know, in your intro statement about giving Kingdom Strong time to grow, you know, at a great pace. So that, number one, you all can keep up with it. You know, you still have full lives, children, husbands. I should have said husbands first. Husbands, children, you know, all those things, all the things that the kids are involved in and all of that. So how are you managing everything with, you know, all the content that, because you all are producing great content on there. And weekly, on a weekly basis, writing and doing videos, emails, all of this, posts, everything. So how are you managing all of that and also managing your expectation of how will this grow?
Okay, I think the first thing for us is, and this would be something I think would apply to anyone who's starting anything.
I think so, yes.
You have to make sure, like, you have to trust and check your heart really first that, like, is this the Lord's? So, okay, we created Kingdom Strong, but really we partnered with God.
Yes.
And that was the first thing. And I just remember, like, there was this, it was right before the new year. And in the health industry, that's a really exciting time.
Right.
And we were in the car together, and we were just talking about how, you know, all these dreams, all these things that you want to do. And I remember we kind of just, like, honed in. We want to take a full year. We want to get this content, like, really where it's supposed to
mm-hmm.
be.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that it's rock solid
mm-hmm.
before we put the pressure on ourselves or the other things to grow. Because if your foundation is not solid, that's going to be shaken with growth.
Right.
And the other thing to think about is you can create something that ends up consuming you.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I've been in seasons of my life. Like, I've learned so many lessons,
yes.
you know, where I just knew, like, that's not an option. Now, at the same time, we've also seen recently how there are times where the Lord will accelerate your path.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to be, like, so open to flow with Him
mm-hmm.
and to know that sometimes it's a season where it's a slow, steady process. You're planting, you know, you're really nurturing the soil. And then sometimes the Lord just takes something, and I mean, there's nothing you could do to stop it.
Right.
So I think that's the balance in the dance. There's no checklist. There's no, it has to be this way. You just really have to be seeking Him and mm-hmm. hearing what He's saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I'd add to that just, so for me, when I look back at my life, I like to just, like, jump into things
mm-hmm.
and, like, sometimes they are bigger than I realized and
mm-hmm.
you just got to get stuff done, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I've, like, put this, like, anchor in me, like, the one thing every day that matters the most is that I spend time with the Lord.
Right.
So if that means that I have to get up at 4 a.m. because I have all this stuff to do, then I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just seen how that's, like, served me well. I feel like that's, like, a principle in our
yes.
life, you know? And so, yeah, since we've started, it's kind of ebbed and flowed.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of work and then not so much. And
mm-hmm.
Just trying to keep the one thing.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, all that stuff that we put out, all the content, like, it's just flowing out of us. But it's coming from our communion with
right,
the Lord.
Right.
And so without that, like, Kingdom Strong doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden it just works. And then it doesn't have that, like, that anointing. It doesn't have the power. It's not transforming people. You know what I'm... And I
yes.
know this.
Yes.
And so I just feel like, for me, I just want to be faithful with whatever God gives me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm faithful with a little, then maybe He'll trust me with a little bit more. And
mm-hmm.
He knows my capacity better than I know
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we started this, and even where we're at right now, and we have plans, and we want to reach people, and we want to grow, we want, like, to be, you know, we do want this thing to be as, we want to dream big.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, I just trust the Lord. Like, He knows what I can handle. And if at any point I need to reel it back because it's taken away from the one thing, then so be it. It's not worth it. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's good.
That's a very healthy perspective. Yeah, that's a very healthy perspective that we all need to think about, that we all need to take in and see, you know, what are the areas of things that we are maybe overworking ourselves and, well, I'm doing this for the Lord.
Yeah, right. It's easy to say that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's good, though. You know, like, there have been days I'm really busy most weeks mm-hmm. now, you know. But I just get up at 4,
mm-hmm.
you know. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just, like, I love Him mm-hmm. so much. Like, He nothing compares to that relationship that I have with Him. And I don't ever want anything to get in the way of that.
Yeah.
So.
And
yeah.
I think, too, like, we have to remember, especially as women, we were all given different capacities.
Yes.
We were all given different giftings. So, you know, there have been seasons in my life where, like I love to work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she does.
I can.
Okay.
I have
she
a
can whip
huge
stuff
capacity.
Out.
I just do.
Mm-hmm.
It used to really bother me, and I would almost feel this sense of shame.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe something's wrong with me because I love to work, and I don't know, is this bad?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this unhealthy? Should I reel it back in? But then the Lord just really began to show me, like, I've given you a capacity
mm-hmm.
because of the call on your life.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I cannot expect that to be everyone else's capacity, but I also have to realize, like, we don't compare.
Yeah.
I cannot
right.
compare myself, and I surely don't want anyone else to compare themselves.
Right.
So that's been a big thing for us, too, is to learn how we are different.
Because I like to go on, like, long walks every day and just, like, slower pace.
Yes.
Less work, more relationship building, you know. And she's over there just working away.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And I just can't keep up with her, but God's not asking me to.
Right. And so
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, at the same time, like, and you may have gotten the email this week. It was a video that Jessica had done.
Yes.
It was for our lifestyle nutrition program. And I watched it. And as soon as I was watching it, I was like, we have to send this to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just know, you know, like, this is not just a message for this group. Every single person needs to hear this. Mm-hmm. And so we put it out yesterday for all of our subscribers. Well, then when you start to get all the messages back, you're like, okay, look at how that was affirming. Yep, they needed to hear it. And so many people were reaching out to Jessica, and just there were men who were saying, I love the work that you're doing. You know, and that is, you know, where you kind of, I think, can start to see, okay, God has a plan. We're going to trust him. He's going to show us the strategy.
Right.
And that's the big thing.
Right. You know what? I think, you know, even with the radio show, and when we've gone for a year as well. And so the same thing, we thought, okay, if there is, you know, what are the other aspects that the Lord would, you know, have us to do? If there's anything that we need to change, if there's anything we need to flip up. The first thing we said was, okay, number one, we have to start with prayer, because we have to know what, you know, this is the Lord's idea in the first place. I would not sign myself up to do a radio show. It's the Lord's idea in the first place. So if he wants something else, we need to connect with him, and we really need to know, you know, what he's saying. So I really want to know, I would like for each one of you all to share what has grown in yourself through this process? They're both saying you.
Okay.
Okay,
good.
You.
All right,
okay,
thanks.
You.
I would say for me, I've pretty much my whole life, you know, like I want to make my life count. I don't want to miss, like, the call and the purpose on my life. And so there's kind of been, like, this low-key anxiety about it of, like, well, I just need to do stuff for the Lord. You know, like, I want to make him happy. And so what I've been learning is how to rest, like, just rest in him and, like, learn how to flow. So he's with me. I'm in communion with him. And whatever he says to do or not do, I just obey. And I'm in rest, and he's going to sort it out. And I've just been learning, like, his hand is just in this thing. His hand's over all of our lives, but the sovereignty of God, I've just been learning how to rest in that. And just, like, all he's asking is for communion and obedience. And it's just really taking the pressure off of, like, trying to make this thing happen or make my life happen. Like, he's making it happen. And I just listen in and then just do the thing. So that's just one thing. I've just learned how to trust that relationship that I have with him.
Yeah. You know, that's phenomenal that your answer would be, I've learned how to rest. You would think that the opposite would be true. And I think, especially as women, that pressure that we are going to put on ourselves when we say, what's grown in us, you know, over the past year, we would not say rest. Rest is a spiritual practice that all of us have to kind of teach ourselves to do so that we can get, so that, you know, the Lord can get the best out of us. So I love that you said rest. I know it's time for us to take a break, y'all. It's gotten here so fast. Okay, so it's time for us to take a break. And so I really want you to have time for your for your answer. So let's do this. When we get back, I want you to give your answer. And then I also want to get into just the kind of things that you all are producing in for the Inner Circle, and what people can expect when they hook up with the Kingdom Strong. So everyone, let us take a break, and we will be back in just a minute.
Every heart, every woman.
You're listening to Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host, and we are having a great conversation with Amber Hatcher-Weaver and Jessica McInnes, and they are from Kingdom Strong, and they launched their ministries online, and they launched it about a year ago. So this is their second time back, and we're so excited, ladies, for you all just to be back and just to share with us what the Lord is doing and everything, and just let us know how we can get, you know, connected with you. So, Amber, before we left, Jessica answered this question, and she said rest, which I think is a genius answer. Amber, what has grown in you through this process of setting up Kingdom Strong and ministering to women?
Okay. Here we go. You know, sometimes growth is painful.
Mm-hmm.
I think about like growing pains for kids and just all of that. But the first thing that I will say that was like really important to me when we started, I wanted to make sure that I always stayed in a position of learning.
Mm-hmm.
And so like even when we produce content, I'll go through it. Like I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I'll check myself, you
mm-hmm.
know, and ask the Lord, like, what are you doing? So when Jessica's like producing videos, like I'll watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes that's when I'm putting my makeup on,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
but there was this one teaching that she had done, and it was a series. We typically produce content that's, you know, a month long series.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Inside Out Living. And she was telling the story of Martha and Mary. And she was saying, you know, how Jesus had said, you know, she's found the one thing and I will not take it from her.
Mm-hmm.
And so that question was something that she asked through her video, like, is he your one thing?
Hmm.
And, you know, I wanted to say like, yes, like you're my everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I also knew that there were probably some times where it was like, he is today.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe not here,
mm-hmm.
or well, you know, and it wasn't from a place of I'm in trouble or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just really, it was a pivotal point in my walk to be able to say, you know what, like, I want to see what this is supposed to be like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you teach me what I'm supposed to do for you to be the one thing every day?
Yeah.
And through that, one of the things that happened, I knew that this year, like the word that the Lord gave me was strength.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I was supposed to get strong. And I also knew that there were times when people bump up against us,
mm-hmm.
like that's how we get strong.
Mm-hmm.
And just as a trainer, like, you know, you're sore sometimes. You got to lift a little heavier than you want to. That's how you get strong. And I started to pray that the Lord would send things and people who would literally bump up against me.
Okay.
And my son is a basketball player, and he was in off season, and kind of where that came from, he said to me one day during off season, he said, man, Mom, I can tell I'm getting so much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, well, what are y'all doing? Are you lifting weights? And he said, no, we do these drills, and you have to dribble the ball, and people just come and, like, bump up against you. Like, they couldn't do that in a game. It would be a foul.
Right.
But in a place where you're training, that's helping those kids to get stronger. And
mm-hmm.
so I just saw like this whole analogy, and I was like, Lord, would you send the things? Would you send the people who are supposed to bump up against me?
Yes.
And well, you know, you ask for something.
Mm-hmm.
If it's right for you, he's
mm-hmm.
going to start, you know. And so
yeah.
a lot of times when those things happen, he's been so faithful to provide the right people to say, hey, remember how you prayed for this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this might feel like it hurts right now, but you actually asked God, so he's doing something with it. And that's really how I feel like that's the thing that's grown the most in me, is I know that for me to really fulfill the call of my life, I'm going to have to keep my eyes so focused on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very sensitive to other people and sometimes their opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And I want people to like me. And that is a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think God's really done a work, and I think he really started it all with the whole, like, making him the one thing.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. That is very cool. And that was one of Jessica's.
That was her teaching.
Teachings. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so it's like I'm right there.
Right.
Learning just right. like they are.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think about how, like, man, sometimes we're like, we are preaching to ourselves.
Yes.
Oh, like God's yes. using every yes. word. When we speak it, we hear it.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. So Jessica, talk more about that. So for someone who's listening now and they're saying, okay, that was one of Jessica's teachings. What does that mean? So when you join the inner circle and you know, you're going to be privy to all of these teachings, mm-hmm. what does that mean?
Well, so every month we kind of just come up with a theme, mm-hmm. you know. So like she said, we had Inside Out. Was it Inside mm-hmm. Out Living? So how this is just an example. So most of the world lives from the outside in. So your externals and your circumstances determine how you feel mm-hmm. and then what you do. And then also if you have enough time left over in your day to, like, be with the Lord. Well, how do we live from the inside out, where it's our spirit man that's affecting how we feel mm-hmm. and our circumstances actually don't have any weight? Mm-hmm. You know, whether they fluctuate, we go up and down, we're steady.
Yes.
So, like, how do we flip the script mm-hmm. from what we've been taught? And so every week you would get, like, a video from me, and it would be around 7 to 15 minutes long, mm-hmm. and I would just go over a concept. So what I did was I just taught about how we were body, soul, and spirit. Mm-hmm. And so I, like, made a diagram so that we could understand it. You know, what is the body composed of? The
right.
five senses,
right.
the spirit, you know, the emotions, the will. Your mind, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the spirit, like, oh, wait, did I get that wrong?
It's okay.
The soul was the one I was referring to.
Okay.
And then the spirit. And so I would just kind of elaborate on all of them. And then as I just felt led, the Lord would just show me something in the scriptures or a story about my life that would apply to it. And then I would just encourage them. Usually every week you'll get, like, a challenge, mm-hmm. you know? So, like, what would that look like for you? Or try this out, see if that works for you. This worked for me. And then midweek, Amber would go on, and she'd usually do, like, just a live video mm-hmm. where people could ask questions mm-hmm. and about anything and everything. And so, yeah, that's one aspect of the inner circle. And then I try to just encourage everybody every day. Mm-hmm. But what I do is, like, a lot of times I'll just plan them all out for 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. Like, 12-week encouragement, I'll be like, Lord, it's Tuesday of next week, what do you want to say to these people? Mm-hmm. And so the weeks will go on, and then I'll get the encouragement. I'll be like, dang, that was for me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I know I wrote that, but so that's kind of the vibe in the inner circle. Mm-hmm. Am I missing anything, Amber?
Yeah, I mean, like, they weekly, that's what's being added. When you come into our inner circle, you instantly kind of get some, like, physical, like, we have a workout
yes.
program.
Mm-hmm.
We have, like, a very simple eating guide. You know, just like there's that stuff that's more static mm-hmm, content that's mm-hmm. always there. But what's being added weekly would be the weekly teachings and then the live Q&As and the encouragements. And we've just really begun to see also how the people in the group are also starting to encourage more, because mm-hmm. you have to think about a lot of times, like, you go to a place to be fed
mm-hmm.
and you don't know, is that a safe place if you're new?
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking, can I say anything in this
right,
group? Should
right.
I just sit here and, like, keep my mouth shut and learn?
Mm-hmm.
And we're really starting to see people, like, encourage each other, and they don't even live by each other.
Right.
And so
right.
that is what excites me, is it truly is becoming, like, a community.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us have value to bring to the world. And so we were created to, like, you know, let our light shine and, mm-hmm. and to be a light to all of the earth. And so I know we hear a lot, like, well, you know, you're enough, but, like, really, you add value to the earth.
Yes.
You are so much more
yes.
than just enough.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing these ladies begin to share with us the messages that are also burning in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. That, and, you know, I can testify that, you know, I've printed out shopping lists, you know, mm-hmm. for healthy snacks, for traveling, for the summer. You know, there are different just creative different things that you post or that are always mm-hmm. there, yeah. right?
Yes.
That are always there that you can, you know, print out mm-hmm. and that can immediately help you. Mm-hmm. I've printed out the workout.
Uh-huh.
Yes, mm-hmm. the workout guides and everything because my workout schedule tends to be sometimes on, sometimes not. Mm-hmm. And so then when it's not, I'm like, okay, I need something to help structure, you know, help guide mm-hmm. me so mm-hmm. that I can get back on track. So there's so much mm-hmm. that you all are providing mm-hmm. that you know, just really blessing mm-hmm. women. And I love, so on Friday is usually my day off. So on Friday, I just go through and like read the comments mm-hmm. and read, you know, what ladies are saying yeah. to each other and how they're encouraging each other. And I'm like, this is just the best thing, you know, that I could do for myself on Friday is just, mm-hmm. it's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what women need. And I also, one of my goals for this show, and I love that this is, we kind of intersect mm-hmm. in this way. I love to produce something that women can listen to, they can put on and they can listen to it. And it helps their mental state,
mm-hmm. yeah.
lifts them up, kind of helps affirm their identity mm-hmm. so that they can be healthy and strong and doing the things that the Lord has called them to do, and that their kids can also be in the room, and hopefully the kids are listening
yeah.
and they're,
yes.
you know, getting some nuggets. So that's what I love about, you know, about the teachings mm-hmm. because I, you know, I work for a church, so I'm at church every Sunday,
yeah.
of course, but I need some stuff during the week, you
yeah.
know? So this, you know, this is one of the things that I do for myself to, make sure that I am growing and connecting to the Lord. So I want to thank you all, you know, for that. That was a long testimony there.
Well, thank you. And we're happy to hear that, really, truly. I will say, like, sometimes we don't know, like, who is consuming the content or,
right.
or however you want to say that. But
right.
the Lord is so faithful. I think about, like, He is the ultimate encourager.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times we'll bump into people.
Yeah.
And they'll just start telling us something that we had no idea. It's like, we knew you were in the inner circle, but we didn't know you were really paying attention to what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll tell us a very specific thing, or this changed my whole perspective or whatever. And it's like, okay, Lord, I know that was you because
yeah.
you knew we needed to hear that.
Yeah.
So encouraging.
Yeah.
So thank you.
We'll see people around town like, hey, are y'all like from Kingdom Strong? I love following y'all on Instagram.
That
so encouraging.
Wonderful.
It's like, for real?
Yeah. Yeah, that is wonderful. What a blessing. So you all, tell us, what do you have coming up? I know the answer to this, but what do you all have coming up that, and I know it's something really big that's really going to help mm-hmm. women.
So we actually, we just released a lifestyle nutrition program,
mm-hmm.
and that's a 7-week program where we just walk kind of arm in arm
mm-hmm.
with people, and we will walk them through a process, a layering process. And so we introduce a concept and we teach them how to master it, and then we add that next thing. And this is very focused on a person's physical health.
Mm-hmm.
We are really teaching about food awareness, clean eating.
Mm-hmm.
We teach a concept that we kind of coined the phrase clean macros. And so if
okay.
you don't even know what macros are, it's just a part of food.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to show people who are really interested in getting this whole food body thing
mm-hmm.
like mm-hmm. under wraps. I don't know if that's the way to say
mm-hmm.
it, but
yeah.
like they want to focus on it with some intention.
Yeah.
And so we walk them through that process. And actually this piece of our program is not just for women. We have also worked with men through this as well.
All right.
But we knew that with us being comprised of three parts, the Lord was just showing us, yes, we have this inner circle, which is really dealing with the underlying issues, the things that we know He's like renewing us,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very broad kind of topic, would you say?
Yeah.
Like, you know, but we knew that He was wanting us to hey, what would it look like if it's like, let's focus on just the physical?
Mm-hmm.
And then what if it was just the spiritual, just the emotional? So we just released the lifestyle nutrition. Now, I will say we have two optional pieces of that. And so we have workouts.
Mm-hmm.
Those are totally optional. They can be done in 15 minutes a day through that.
Very cool.
But we also have work-ins. And so we want to teach people that this isn't just about a workout.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a work-in, like what's happening on the inside. And so there are scriptures that they can just meditate on throughout their day. And then Jessica comes on every week and she gives like an encouragement and really a tool.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a technique that you could use that maybe this would help you engage in this meditation, or maybe this would help you have this mental shift. And I know for us, like we've just talked about, seeing the people who are in this program, we currently have a group of about 50 people going through it. We
mm-hmm.
all walk through it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They need to hear like that they are loved.
Yes.
They are fully loved mm-hmm. exactly as they are right now. And getting to a certain goal weight, getting to a certain pant size, that mm-hmm. is not going to make you any more or less loved. And it certainly is not going to fix your problem. And so
mm-hmm.
if you think that it will,
mm-hmm.
well, get there and you will see that it won't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God wants to show us how to step into love right where we are,
yeah.
even if we're working to improve
mm-hmm.
some areas. And so we just have seen the impact that it's made on some people who I think were coming in who maybe even had really low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And to just see how that piece of it is really transforming their life. It's powerful.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is good. You know what? When I was driving into work this morning, and I saw a woman out in her, like in her lawn, and she was doing lawn work, and she looked pretty put together, like over the top put together
for
lawn work. And you know, and I thought, I wonder when we women, when we started doing things like that,
mm-hmm.
I wonder if, you know, because now people will say, well, you know, this is what guys require. Like, this
mm-hmm.
is, that's what guys want. And I thought, I bet that didn't even start with a male.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it started with
yeah.
comparison.
Yeah.
And I bet it started with mm-hmm. probably some negative tapes,
mm-hmm.
you know, being played in the head. And
for
so,
sure.
Yeah. So,
yeah. And that's the thing I always say. Women don't dress for men. They dress for other women.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're so worried, like, what will they think? Or we just have a really high standard maybe that we put on ourselves
mm-hmm.
through a perspective that's
mm-hmm.
been maybe twisted and distorted.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When
and
we should really focus on being healthy,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the moment. Whatever healthy is, that's mm-hmm. what we really need
yeah.
to.
Well, then you're free.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Just to be you.
Yes. Yeah.
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 That's enough.
And that's
yeah.
the thing I always think is, I'd go places, especially like restaurants,
mm-hmm.
and when I would walk in, I would get this sense that women wanted to like hide their plate from me. And it just made me so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, I'm here too.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm enjoying. It's not a big deal. Okay, can I just have friends? You know,
right.
it's just kind of
right.
interesting. But I started to just kind of question, like, what is it that really bothers me?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm actually not bothered.
Mm-hmm.
If a person, whether they're healthy, unhealthy, like, I just don't really see that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what it is, it's when I see women that they so desperately want to do it. They
mm-hmm.
want to get healthy.
Yes.
But they just feel like they're either not capable or not worthy of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they begin to really laugh about it or, well, you know, and just kind of keep going down that road, but really it's consuming their life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They'll act like they don't care, but it's consuming their every thought.
Mm-hmm.
They go into the closet, they don't like themselves, they don't like their clothes. And what I have noticed is while a lot of times we might label people as, well, they're just like over the top about their health or whatever,
mm-hmm.
the healthiest people aren't thinking about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
When I feel my best, I'm so not even aware of me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm living my life.
Right.
I'm not sitting here thinking, do I look okay in this? Like, is this okay? And I'm so self-conscious or wishing that I was something that I'm not,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know? And so that's really our goal is just mm-hmm. everyone has, health is different for everyone.
Right.
So When you find it, though, you'll know it mm-hmm. because you'll feel so comfortable mm-hmm. in your own skin. You mm-hmm. won't be thinking about it mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, and that's really with the work, the work that we do, we really saw just Jessica was on vacation and she had recorded some videos. And I was like, oh, my gosh, they're going to love these. You have to take this. And then we knew, like, we were supposed to have, like, this spiritual aspect of how to go deeper and yeah. emotional, mental. I don't know if you want to talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's kind of our plan. We have the program now mm-hmm. for the body, and we want to have we want you to be able to just, like, come to our website mm-hmm. and just, like, ask yourself, like, what is it that I need right now? Like, what area do I need to pursue health? So we want to have a program for the soul that can help people to pursue healing or, you know, detox their mind from mm-hmm. destructive things, like have a better relationship with themselves. Mm-hmm. And then we want to have a program that's for the spirit where, you know, maybe they break out of some boxes of religious boxes, but also just what does it look like to engage God mm-hmm. in my everyday life? At all moments.
Right.
What would that feel like? What would that look like? And just sort of, I mean, we don't have any answers for any of those right now, but we want to dream with the Lord of mm-hmm. like, what sort of program would he design that could really take people from where they're at to, like, I don't know, soaring, you know,
yeah,
in those areas. So that's kind of our dream and our goal over the next year mm-hmm. or two is to develop these other programs.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us one more time how, and I really want to know about you all's brainstorming, like what that looks like. But first, before we get to that, I want to make sure they're cracking up. I want to make sure that we give how women can find Kingdom Strong. I want to make sure we go over that information mm-hmm. again. So how do women, if they're listening today and they're like, this is for me, like, I know this is going to help me, what do I need to do?
So you just go to our website. And okay. the website is I am, because you are, mm-hmm. I am kingdomstrong.com. Mm-hmm. Check out the website. There's a contact us. Or you can just go ahead and see what we offer and, mm-hmm. and come in that way.
Okay.
But we love to get emails. We love to talk to people and to really see also, like, yeah. what's the right fit mm-hmm. for them. And so iamkingdomstrong.com.
And we're also on Facebook yes. and Instagram. Just search
right.
us. You'll
yeah.
see
You'll
the
see
two
a
sisters.
Picture of two sisters.
Yeah.
We're not twins.
I love it.
But we look like we are.
Y'all do. And sound like it.
We just hang out a lot.
So, really quickly, can y'all answer that question really quick? Mm-hmm. I don't know if we have time for the question. We're probably going to have to
I'll just let you know real quick. Like,
yeah.
our brains are just like, ah!
Okay.
We're just really creative. We're always thinking. Always.
I love it.
Amber's, she, like, does these voice texts for me all the time. I was just driving, and I had this idea, and I'm like, whoa, let's add it to the list. So it's just always flowing.
Yeah, yeah. I love it because I really think the ideas that you all have, I thought this was the last time that you all came here. I was like, this isn't an idea for right now. Like, yeah. women really and truly need this right now. So everyone that's listening, go ahead and sign up. I can tell you that I'm following the program, and it really is a blessing, you know, for me. So thank you all for coming back.
Thank you.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Everyone, our program is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find out more information about Love Ministries from their website. Go to loveministriesbills.org. You can connect with us on our social media at EHEW Radio and our website, EHEWradio.com. I am Carla Nivens. I am your host. We will see you back here next week.